True story. Coming out on the plane Sunday to San Diego, I was sitting next to this guy, and he gets out his laptop, and I'm like, oh, I said, are you going to work all the way to San Diego? He said, yeah, I'm going to work. He said, I'm going to evaluate my work. I'm just coming off of working. I'm going to evaluate my work. And I said, well, I'm going to take a nap because I stayed up to watch the Dallas Cowboys last night. I had to wake up at 3:30 and get this flight. And I said, you like football? He said, yeah, I love football. And I said, you see the game last night? He said, yeah, I saw the game. He said, I was at the game. He was the NFL official that called the Dallas Cowboys game. I said, wow. I said, well, if I'd known that, I could have gone to bed early. Because I sat there. Now, this is a lesson. I learned so much from watching him. He watched the tape of the game, the whole game. He evaluated his calls. He looked to see if he made the right calls. He looked to see if he spotted the ball on the right yard line. He looked to see what calls he missed, where he could have done better. Because on the journey, we have to learn to evaluate. We want to get better and better and better. Evaluate yourself. Don't tear yourself down. How can we get better? And then this is what I said to him. Now, he's looking at me like this chick doesn't know anything about football. I said, let me tell you. You know what the turning point in that game was? When they overturned the challenge flag on that interception, he looked at me like, this woman knows her football. And we talked the whole way to San Diego. All of a sudden, I wasn't tired. Why? Because football, I love football. I love that competitive spirit. It brings me energy. Totally. And that's in that journey. And I learned from him. And so I learned the NFL official journey is just like the Mary Kay journey. He started out in Pop Warner. Then he started out in junior high, senior high games. Then he starts in junior college. Then he went to Division III, Division II, Division I. Then the arena football and NFL Europe and then the NFL. And then the big one was Sunday night, the playoff game. And he's got one more until he's a national sales director, and that will be the Super Bowl. Life is a journey, no matter where we are. Who are you going to take with you? You're going to take the best people. That's who you're going to take. How do you make the journey best for everyone involved? You find their strengths and you help them build on their strengths. Everyone has a gift. Your job is to find out what does she do best, and you know what else your job is? You've got to find out what her vision is. Not only what is your vision, what's her vision? What are her 8 to 10 words? What's important to her? What puts gas in her tank? What puts her feet on the floor in the morning? And that's how you can best serve everyone involved on your journey. Your journey is so exciting. And I just want to close with this thought. Our Mary Kay journey is an adventure. We started with that, we'll end with that. As your nationals, as Mary Kay's legacy leaders, we all took an oath to uphold her dream, her vision, her journey, to be her voice, to carry on her DNA. And whatever is happening on your journey, whatever's already happened, it's because it's already happened, or it's getting ready to happen, or it's going to happen in the future. Just prepare yourself, right? But whatever, you are on the most awesome journey of a lifetime. I want you to hear my little voice say, keep going, don't stop. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, and there is blessing. So I close with blessing on your journey. May God bless you on this journey of a lifetime.